Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
You found the place for up close and personal interviews with your favorite country stars. This is In the Country, hosted by Dave Wood. Stay tuned for great stories and great music. Now live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to the show.
Cambridge, Ontario country artist Libby McGrath has released her debut single entitled Blue Sky, which was co-written by Victoria Banks. This marks the official starting point of a career that's been in the works since she was just a child. She grew up in a very musical family with influences from the country world in the form of Tammy Wynette, George Jones, and Patti Loveless, and the list goes on. One of her favorite memories of touring has been the chance to sing a duet with none other than Marty Stewart. We'll hear that story and many others, along with two songs from this talented Canadian singer-songwriter. Let's give a warm In the Country welcome. Everybody out there is applauding already, to Libby McGrath. Hey, Libby.
Hey, how are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you this evening?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you here. The first song I heard of yours, Blue Sky, of course, I think it was through Facebook, or I think that was where I first sort of clicked on to hear it. And such a beautiful song, and you do a great job on it. Can you talk about going in and recording that, your very first single?
Oh, well, it was a very painstaking process. You know, I connected to the song right away because as Victoria writes so well, and it's so easy to get into her stuff there. And, you know, we went over it a bunch of times. We've got the studio down here in the basement. And you know, it's hard to be satisfied with yourself, so we just kept going and going and going and just kept getting happier and happier with it as we went on. And, you know, we decided, you know what, we finally got here, and when we got to the point of releasing it, it was just so exciting. You know, it's almost like a child, you know, when you have to just let it go. And
right.
It's fantastic, you know, hearing back from people like yourself telling us that you like it and everything, and
yeah.
It's just so exciting. It's kind of surreal.
Very exciting. A beautiful song, great message in it, and of course Victoria Banks along with Bruce Wallace writing it, so it's Canadian all the way. And we're going to share it in a little while. And those who haven't heard it are really going to love it. I know that. Let's go back, and I talked about, which I read up on your website, about back when you were growing up. Sounds like an extremely musical family, lots of musical instruments and singing and harmonies. Can you sort of describe what that was like and take us back to that?
Oh, boy. Well, there's a long story for you.
We've got time.
I was the youngest. I'm the youngest of five, and I started playing fiddle at 3 1/2. And
wow.
When that started, my family was already a bluegrass band. I've got another brother, Dan, who plays the fiddle. Lots of people know who he is. He's absolutely fantastic. But, you know, they did all kinds of stuff when we were little kids. They used to they played on the Tommy Hunter Show a couple of times. And, you know, my dad just had everyone playing and all kinds of shows all the time, and I really wasn't too involved in it at that point, but definitely influenced by it. And then, you know, my father passed away, and we sort of, eventually, the band sort of went off to the side, and it wasn't until I was about 18 that I decided that I would actually take it on and choose it for a career. You know, and I think it's more out of, I didn't really know anything else, you know. It was all music all the time for us. And,
right.
You know, and so exciting. And we've had lots of good opportunities through music. I mean, it's pretty cool to be able to have my family now to be able to bounce ideas off of and stuff, you know. A lot of people in my position, you know, they ask their family and they're not sure if, you know, if they know, if they're in the know. And, you know, I'm really lucky that I've got, you know, five people that I can say, you know, what do you think, guys? And, you know that they can really give me a good opinion.
give a good opinion because they know exactly what they're talking about. So, so was this something, you know, like on a Saturday night, can we envision this, that you guys were all together, or a Friday night, and the fiddles were out and singing some old great standard country songs?
Yeah, you know, the guys would be out, they'd play. I actually spent a lot of the time not with them when they were doing the gigs and stuff when we were kids. And I actually spent lots of time over at my Nanny and Poppy's place, and they were big music lovers too. And I did a lot of listening as a kid, and that's where I get a lot of my influences with the old country and my knowledge of old country, because, you know, they were off doing their gigs, and my grandparents were having parties in the basement, and it was all George and Tammy and Charlie Pride, and you name it, you know. So I got to listen to a lot.
Stuff too.
Pardon?
There's great artists from that time, and the songs are just one of those great songs we all love hearing again and again, because there's just something about them that they kind of take us back too and give us a warm feeling.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, when you were on the road touring, you had a chance to meet up with Marty Stewart. I'm not sure if you sang the duet on stage or if this was...
Oh, no.
Just, okay. can you describe... the song was We Must Have Been Out of Our Minds. I believe George Jones and Loretta Lynn had one version of that anyway. I know there's been several. But what's your experience there singing that with Marty?
Oh, it was super, super exciting. And I don't know where I got the nerve, but we were all backstage, and he just got off. We were all playing at the Calgary Stampede, and he just got off stage. And we were playing there as well, so we were able to be back there with him. And he was just so nice and so outgoing and everything. I guess I worked up the courage. I thought, you know, if anyone will be able to sing this with me, it'll be him. You know, it's one of these songs for me that is a really big song for me, and nobody else seems to know this song. And I thought, well, he'll know. I won't be disappointed. If I walk up to him and I say, just start singing this song, I bet you anything he'll just start singing it with me. And I sort of dared myself to go up and do it, and I can't believe I did it to this day. But I walked right up to him, and I just started singing it, and he just turned right around and stared at me like he couldn't believe somebody my age knew that song.
Right.
And then he started singing it with me. You know, we got done, and he turned to me, and he said, well, sweetheart, that's our first duet. Don't forget it. And I thought, wow.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for this.
What a great story. And that shows how it takes courage, doesn't it? I mean, obviously to do something like that, and I guess to get on stage at any time, you sort of got to overcome the initial fear of whatever.
Yeah, you've either got to be brave or crazy. One of the two.
Exactly. One or the other will get you there. What are your live shows like when you're out there? Do you talk a lot? Like, do you explain the songs or try to connect with the audience? How does that work for you?
I do like to do that. It sort of depends on the kind of audience that we have. It depends on the kind of show we've got going that night. You know, there's all kinds of different ones, as I'm sure you know, where you've got an intimate audience where you can sit and tell stories and that sort of stuff. And I love to do that. You know, but I also like to have a party. Right? So, you know, it depends who's receiving it, how we do it. So it's all about the audience and how we can connect with them best. So, you know, it'll be different every time.
And I'm sure at your shows you get a good range of ages, because country music in general attracts, you get the older listeners and, of course, the younger listeners. It's really, really family-oriented.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool, actually, with the old country. I've found... you'd be surprised who likes old country, you know. I sometimes play single acoustic shows, and a lot of the time they're in pubs and stuff, and I'm doing a lot of cover material. And, you know, they want some folk, and they want some rock and stuff like that. And I mean, I like everything, so that's okay. But it's really cool when I slip in a Merle Haggard song, and I don't say anything. And I sing a Merle Haggard song, and a guy with an eyebrow ring walks up to me and says, I like that song you did. You know? And I tell him, well, that's country. And he looks at me like I have three heads, and then he realizes he likes country music, and that's the end of that, you know. So
that's
really
so
cool.
Funny. That's been my experience, too, in some cases. Somebody who says they don't like country music, but then hears a country song and likes it, and they don't always put the two and two together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think if a dog didn't die in the song, it's not country, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've seen so many people...
Better,
get into country music and didn't realize exactly what it was until they find out how great it is. Well, speaking of great, let's turn to the single we talked about, Blue Sky. Again, Victoria Banks had a hand in co-writing. We all know her. And we're all going to know you very soon when this makes its way to radio. Do you want to share anything else about the song, Libby, before we share it with everyone?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say is, you know, it's one of those songs where, you know, it admits that sometimes there's hard times, but they all pass, you know. So, you know, if anybody out there is listening and they're feeling a little bit down, you know, this is one of those songs that can remind you, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel and it is all going to be okay.
Very nice. This is Libby McGrath and Blue Sky on In the Country.
I'm just a little bit, I guess I'm just a little broken, but I'm all right. You might have got the best of me a little, but I'm putting up a good fight.
That is the debut radio single from Cambridge, Ontario's Libby McGrath. The song is called Blue Sky. And you can head to LibbyMcGrath.com and catch up on everything Libby is doing and read some interesting stuff there. Also listen to some song samples. Now, Libby, favorite cover songs. Do you have, you talked about Merle Haggard before. Are there certain ones you love pulling out at your shows or even just around the house?
Yeah, you know, there's something, you know, about seeing somebody's face and seeing the reaction to a woman starting to sing "Today I Started Loving You Again."
Right.
You know? It's always fun, you know, to get those reactions. But so that's definitely one for sure for me. You know, but I like to also do, you know, the real heart-wrenching ones like "I Don't Want to Play House," you know.
Yeah.
By Tammy Wynette, you know, you forget about that one, and then halfway through the song, you're crying, and you remember what it is you loved about that song, you know.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of thing, those sort of surprises, I love to deliver those, you know. And let me think, you know, I love so many things. That, you know, I like to do John Prine. I mean, as a songwriter, you can't avoid John Prine, you know.
He does, he's a great songwriter, really, really great songs.
Yeah.
Have you learned from these type of songs? Like, has that been inspiration sort of towards your writing style in some cases?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, if you listen and you listen, and when it comes your turn to find your way to say something, the types of songs that you listen to growing up definitely influence the way you say things, you know. I found that, you know, all that time spent listening as a kid really gave me a good idea, you know, for, and subconsciously, mind you, but how a song goes together, you know. It seemed sort of instinctual for me when I started writing to, you know, to have the form of, you know, the verses and the chorus and bridge and all that sort of stuff, and trying to create a tension and trying to find a new way of saying something, you know.
Yeah.
When you listen to that over and over and over, and you're listening to some of the best stuff, I mean, some of that classic country, I mean, some of those Merle Haggard songs, boy, you know, they're real simple, but it's such an amazing way of saying something, and, you know, that's what sticks with people. So, you know, it definitely influences me. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. You know, I haven't lived up to my expectations. Not yet. You know, when you set the bar kind of high, when you set it at Merle Haggard and you set it at, you know, all the writers, you know, of all the songs George Jones used to cover and Tammy Wynette, you know, these are some of the best songs around, you know, and they definitely influenced me. I don't know if I've lived up to it, but, you know, I'm still trying.
Right. Yeah, if you're writing a song and you're thinking, well, does this compare with, you know, one of those? Of course, one of the best.
Yeah.
That's always going to be tough. But when you get your songwriting process, obviously at some point you've got to sit down and actually do the craft and get it there. But the initial idea, are there certain times and places that those initial ideas come to you? Is it when you're driving or is it late at night? You know, it's different for different people and at different times, of course.
You know, It happens to me at different times a lot, but, you know, a lot of it, if I have to say one place most of the time, it's just before I fall asleep, you know?
Interesting.
Just before I fall asleep, and then I have to get out of bed, and it can be 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm done. Yeah. I've got to write this thing, you know?
Yeah.
So it can be incredibly inconvenient. But
definitely. That's the thing with songwriters. I mean, the ideas hit us at whatever time, but if you're driving, you've got to find a way to write it down, pull over and write it down.
That's right, you know. And, you know, you just have to do it, and I'm a firm believer in, you know, repetition. You know, you got to sit down there, you got to try to do it every day if you can, and eventually, you know, you might have a lot of stuff you're not going to use, but someday something good's going to happen, you know. And,
there's,
you know,
a song title right there.
To it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No, because you're right. There's, I mean, not everything everybody writes is gold, and maybe from the outside somebody thinks, oh, look at all, and people have written great songs, but they've also written a lot of stuff that they're not showing and obviously isn't A shelf material.
Yeah, we don't show people the stuff we don't like.
<You know? laughs> Exactly.
You know, it's funny, you know, after all that hard work, sometimes a song will just fall into your lap, you know?
Right.
But you have to stick to doing the hard work because they're not just going to fall out of the sky.
Exactly.
You know, it happens sometimes, but.
Yeah. And it seems sometimes that a lot of the artists I've talked to and songwriters, that the best ones, the ones they like best and maybe the ones that do best, seem to come pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Which really speaks to, there's got to be a natural flow to it. If it's something that you're struggling with, maybe there's just something not happening there that's supposed to happen.
That's right. I mean, I've got folders and folders and folders of half-done-its, you know.
Right.
Songs that I just went, okay, I'm done with this song. I don't know if I decide I'm going to bring this in to Jamie Warren and we're going to co-write. If he's not done with it, maybe he can finish it. But I'm done with
it,
so I got to put it away. Because, you know, eventually, if you keep going and beating your head up against the wall with something, sometimes you won't be able to write the next song.
Exactly. So, you got to let that go and move on to the next idea. Well, let's move on to the next song. There's a segue right there. This one, got to keep trying to get the show smoother. The song is called I'm Not Gonna Cry, and you actually won recently a contest from Kitchener, the Kix 106 country station, their FM station. And you, out of all the entries, this one won. Very exciting. Can you talk about the song and winning the contest, Libby?
Yeah, it was wild for me. I found out about the contest. My husband actually entered me in the contest. And,
nice.
I wasn't sure, should I do that? And, am I good enough to do that? I don't know. And it was pretty scary for me, but he's, you got to try. So I went ahead and did it and really didn't expect anything to happen. And, we went in the day of. They told me, we made the final. And so we went in. It was the Waterloo Inn we were at, and we're listening to all the songs. We got to hear all the songs. I'm thinking, well, there's some really good stuff here. This is really cool, And I'm thinking, this is great. If nothing happens, fine, but we got to meet a lot of songwriters, And then lo and behold, all of a sudden, I win. They said my name. I couldn't believe it, It was really cool. I'd never really won anything ever before. So it was pretty exciting. And the funny thing was one of those songs that fell out of the sky.
Nice.
It was one of those ones that sort of came to me all of a sudden, just started strumming my guitar and sort of sang the chorus, and that was it.
And the rest of it fell into place.
Mm-hmm. So I was really lucky with that one.
That's great. Let's share it now, and we can hear our let our listeners hear why this one won the contest with Kix 106 just a little while back. This is Libby McGrath, and I'm Not Gonna Cry here on In the Country.
I might find a letter with I love you that you wrote. I might feel a lump get caught up in my throat, but I won't let a teardrop fall. I might see a lipstick at some counter in her shade. It might remind me of her taking you away. Oh, but
I'm not gonna cry. I'm not need a friend.
What a great song from Libby McGrath here on In the Country. That is I'm Not Gonna Cry. She wrote that, and it won her the Kix 106 FM Song Contest in Kitchener. Great, great song there, Libby.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
And our listeners can head to LibbyMcGrath.com, of course, to follow you there, and there's other sites on the Internet. I wanted to ask you about either, because we have singer-songwriters out there listening, either the best piece of advice you've been given about pursuing music, or the best piece of advice you would give to someone else?
I'd have to say the best piece of advice I've ever been given was by my father when I was 7 years old. I was trying to learn how to play, I think it was Boil the Cabbage Down, and I was trying, and I just felt like nothing was happening, and then I finally started to cry. And he walked in and he said to me, "You know, when you cry and you feel like there's nothing else you can do, that's when you're just about to get it." And, you know, I never really thought too much about it, you know, until my sister brought it up a little while ago, and I was thinking, wow, you know, this is so tough, you know, just trying to stick out this singer-songwriter thing, you know, it can be really difficult. And, you know, I find just when you think you can't take any more, if you just hold on a little bit longer, you know, something will start to happen. Because, you know, look at me, I'm talking to you now, right?
Exactly.
And
things are happening
a little while
for you.
Ago, yeah, I would have never dreamed I'd be sitting here having a conversation with you, and you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
just hang in there, I guess. You know, hang in there, I guess is the piece of advice. You know?
Yeah, you never know how close you are to that goal and what the next day is going to bring. And now you've got your single out, Blue Sky, and just won this songwriting contest. So lots of good things going on. Now, can you get us up to date on where the album is as far as when we can expect it and sort of where you're at putting it together now?
We're only a few songs short. We're getting back into the studio shortly to cut those. And, you know, we're hoping to have it done February, March. You know, we're going to get it out as fast as we can, but that's sort of the goal. And, you know, if everything goes as planned, then we'll be releasing it end of February or March. You know, and it's just it's exciting. So, you know, we'll see what happens. And
have you thought of a title for it yet, or is that under wraps?
What's that? Sorry?
Have you thought of a title for the CD, or
the title
for
the CD is actually going to be Blue Sky.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, look, Blue Sky, the title track. Just got a few remaining seconds here, actually, but I wanted to ask you about a dream duet partner. Did somebody come to mind from any genre, any gender, somebody you'd love to share a record with?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you should say that, because I'm just trying to get in touch with Jason McCoy, because I've got a song that I need a strong male part on, and he's the only one that I could think of that would really, really work really well. And I've always really liked Jason, and so this is my bid on air to try to talk Jason into singing on it.
We got to make that happen, because your voices would go great together. So we'll keep our fingers crossed, and anybody listening who can make some connections there, please do so. Libby, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show, and we'll have to do this again sometime. All the best with the new single and everything else coming up.
Yeah, thanks so much, Dave. You take care.
My guest today has been country artist Libby McGrath. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.